The floods of 2011 continue. First, the mighty Mississippi spilling in the Midwest and the South. Then the Missouri sweeping through Montana, South Dakota, Iowa. Now a smaller river, known by the locals as the Mouse, is roaring and threatening Minot, North Dakota. More than 10,000 people, a quarter of that city's population, have been evacuated as Minot braces for flooding that's already wreaking havoc upstream in Burlington, North Dakota. City officials there abandon sandbagging. They say they can't keep the water back. About 100 homes are expected to be lost. Dean Franzvog is the city council president downstream in Minot. He's at the city's emergency center. So, Dean, flooding there could be historic, right?
The highest flood water we've ever had in Minot was in 1881. That flooded an amazing amount of space. But in 1969, we had a terrible flood that flooded our entire valley. And the flood water is going to be about 7 feet higher than it was in 1969. So it really is a devastating event that we're looking at here in Minot.
Well, and in the interim, you know, over the years, do we understand from reports that we're reading that, you know, things were done by the Army Corps of Engineers in particular to sort of manage rivers in the area, and so there was a sense that there was some safety?
There was. After the flood of 1969, we channeled our river so that it wasn't so winding through our city to help water flow through faster. We put up a little bit of, not necessarily diking, but channelization in our city so that the river would never reach that high. We also put up dams, one in North Dakota and two actually in Canada, so we can help monitor the flow and catch the water from the entire Souris Basin and release it so that the city of Minot does not flood. It really has been, for lack of a better term, a perfect storm this year, and we just have not been able to avoid this disaster.
Yeah. Well, but as a result of some of the things that were done, do we understand that it was decided that people who lived in certain areas would not be required, you know, by the government to have flood insurance, so they didn't have it?
Right. We estimate that probably 1 in 10 have flood insurance out of the homes that will be lost. It's not required. The federal government has certified that the floodplain is no longer where it was at one time. We didn't have a problem with that decision because the measures that we had put in place really had been doing an outstanding job over the past 40 years. So,
well, but, you know, I know your biggest concern now is safety and, you know, getting people out. But are you also, as a city official, worried about, you know, what happens now? Do people say, hey, wait a second, you know, we were told it was safe. Who's responsible? Is that something you're thinking about?
I want to just make clear that, you know, the city never told them it was safe. In fact, the city every year has an informational meeting just talking about flood insurance, the pros and cons, and we certainly don't tell people not to get it. We don't encourage or discourage that. Now, will there be those questions afterwards? I would suspect there would be.
Yeah.
But we're looking forward at this point and saying, how do we minimize as much damage as possible to our city? And that's what we're working on right now, Robin.
Right. Well, and we understand the dam upriver, the Lake Darling Dam. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is releasing water at a faster rate than you expected, so it could potentially, you know, get worse. Are you looking at, I mean, is there no more Minot at some point? Or
Minot is a city that has two hills and a valley, and the hills are high. There's no chance of the water reaching that high, but the valley will be devastated. So you say no more Minot. No, that's not a possibility because we've mandatory evacuated 11,000 people. Now, the water will reach higher than that level even, so I think that 11,000 number might be a little bit conservative, but at no point is it going to take out our entire city because two-thirds of our city is up on the two hills.
Yeah, but to lose a third, that is, I'm trying to imagine it with my own city, you know.
It's amazing, it's devastating, and you can't candy coat it. I live on one of the hills, so my home is not threatened personally, but I see and I represent a lot of people that are devastated by this, and it really is. It's an emotional time for everybody, and we're lucky to live in the type of community we do, which is we band together and we'll work through this.
Dean Franzvog, City Council President in Minot, North Dakota, where the Souris River is flooding and, as Dean just told us, wiping out at least a third of the city. So sorry, and best of luck to you, Dean.
Thank you, Robin. Appreciate it.